It is 3:07, 76 degrees, mostly sunny in Kalamazoo. 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show getting underway today. And the program is brought to you this hour by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan. Glad that they're on board with us today. Glad you're on board with us today. Just in case you are curious, you know, we do like to keep the show rolling a little bit, keep things moving, and let you know, who is here and that kind of thing. Of course, I'm here. We're giving Michael time away. Apparently, he just can't handle being around me too much without running from the building screaming. So we have a new victim, helper across the glass. Joe Roberts is with us. So welcome, Joe. Glad you're with us. And you will definitely, when you get an opportunity to call in and be with us today, you'll be speaking with Joe today before you get the opportunity to speak to me. So do be nice to him. I'm going to try as best I can. I honestly don't know. I think Michael will be back next week. That's what I'm told anyway. So we'll see anyhow. But meantime, we've got lots to do today. Of course, if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program at any time that we are talking about any topic, whatever it may be, toll free, it's 877-382-4280. Locally, you can call us at 382-4280. Also, if you want to text us, 80373 is the place to do that. You can just text us, share your appropriate comments. If you share your inappropriate comments, well, we'll have to come and smack your hand. That's just all there is to it. So, all right. A few things to let you know about. First of all, sometime during the course of the program today, I've got a ticket giveaway. And in keeping with the theme that I've had the last few days, I not only want to give away some good movie tickets, I want to give away some baseball tickets. I recently moved desk and was looking through the drawers, found some tickets in there. I thought, oh boy, we got to get these things out of here. So what I'm going to do today is not only are we going to have a couple of tickets for you to go see The Expendables 3, which opens up this Friday at theaters everywhere, including Celebration Cinema in Portage, but also I'm going to give you a couple of tickets to go see the Whitecaps. These are good for regular season games, basically through the end of the season this year. So a couple of tickets, you'll be able to go in and check them out. And they're having a good season this year. So you know what? Seems like a good deal to me anyway. We're going to be giving those away sometime during the course of the program. Be aware of that. Also, wanted to let you know a couple of different things that we've got in the blog section at WKZO.com. First of all, the video of the day. Video of the day is a fantastic one, particularly if you have parents or parent or whoever, and you love them to death. This video is for you. In the video, a son gets the opportunity to surprise his mom with her dream car. Now, it's surprising enough what she chose for her dream car was an early 70s Saab, of all things. But just the reaction to it, you've got to see the video. It's going to touch your heart. It's one of those things that is going viral as we speak. Son surprising his mother with her dream car. Also, the blog post of the day. You know, I've always wondered, you know, because I can remember the 80s very well and even into the 90s. There was a certain optimism in America that, you know what, our best days are ahead. Things are looking up. Things are going well. But not so much anymore. And you got to wonder, where is that sunny optimism? I mean, you can remember Ronald Reagan when he, even now, if you watch video of him, if you go to YouTube and just search any of his speeches, you'll get that sense of, wow, America really is a great place to live. I mean, he always had that gift and ability to do that. But I've got some views on this, why it is that we don't have that sunny optimism anymore, what it is we need to do about it. So check it out. That's in the blog section, WKZO.com. Of course, all this stuff eventually makes its way to Facebook because it's what we like to do, and we want to get that to you. But we can't do it if you haven't liked us on Facebook. So if you'll do that for me, just go ahead right now. That's fine. We won't wait, but it's not going to take very long for you to do it. Go to WKZO.com. Up top, you will find the Facebook link. Click there. That takes you right to our Facebook page. Click like. You're done. It's that simple, and you get lots of good stuff that shows up in your news feed as a result of that. You know, video of the day, the blog post of the day, any news that we've got going on, all sorts of stuff. It happens there, and it's a happening place. So hope you'll be able to go and check that out with us today. Also, just a reminder to you as well, got just a couple of weeks we're going to be doing this yet. So be aware of this. You can talk about texting. You can do a lot of that. Well, if you just decide, you know what, I want to be up on the latest news. And if you're on with the now keyword at 80373, you know what I'm talking about. If you want to be up on the latest news, people just a little while ago got a text about Cooley Law School and Western Michigan. Well, if you didn't get that text and you feel like you're kind of left out, it's real simple to take care of that. You go type in 80373 on your phone, you know, like you're going to text somebody. That's the number you text. And then you text the word now, N-O-W. Now, not only will you get in on breaking news stuff, which is great stuff, but for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be giving away some Dave Ramsey prizes. Some of the books that he's written over the years, he's got one also that he's written with his daughter recently, Rachel Cruz. You've heard him talk about it on the show, Smart Money, Smart Kids. And the man himself is coming to Grand Rapids Thursday, September 11th. And you could be one of those lucky people that would win a pair of passes to go see Dave Ramsey. So how do you do it, you ask? It's very simple. You do like someone just did here just a couple of seconds ago. You go now, the keyword now, to 80373. And you will be able to be in the drawing, get breaking news and that kind of thing. Real easy to do. And you know what? You might just win yourself a little something. And who's going to say no to that? You know, free stuff. We all like that sort of thing. All right. Today on the program, we get the opportunity. We're going to be talking in just a minute or so about the Senate race, the latest on that one. Did you know, particularly if you're in the Portage area, and I'm not too far away from this one myself, the Walmart in Portage, they've just gotten the initial thumbs up to expand into a super center. You know, I've kind of described it as the Walmart time forgot to a certain degree, because you go in there and it's very old school Walmart. But we're going to talk a little bit about that, get some details to you about that, what's going on, that kind of thing, and maybe get your opinion on it as well. Do you think like maybe that's a good idea or maybe it's not such a good idea? I don't know. I could be swayed either direction on that one. Also, Brian Cowley, Lieutenant Governor, we have talked about him on this program, reached out to him trying to get him on this program because, you know what, we just want to talk to the guy, find out what he's all about. Well, there have been some challenges to Brian Cowley, and there's going to be one at the convention regards to him being the Lieutenant Governor and continuing to be on the ticket with Rick Snyder. Well, someone has brought up an interesting point. I thought this point was interesting as well. So we'll get to that here a little bit later as well. Also, Obamacare, there's been some numbers coming out. We'll share those with you as well as we move ahead. All right. The Senate race in the state of Michigan. And I wanted to dig into this a little bit yesterday, but I'm glad I waited because there's definitely some more details as we go along on this. The AARP just recently did a poll of the Senate race between Terry Lynn Land and Gary Peters. And what they came up with amongst their membership, and this is the above 50 voting block, they're saying that what they got was a 36-36 point tie with 28% of their membership undecided that chose to be a part of this polling data. And I found that interesting that in this, I mean, this is a large voting block that certainly both parties covet, want to be able to harvest some of that, if you will, and bring some of those people into the fold. Well, it is tied, and they're saying that in this, it just kind of indicates that this is going to be a close race. The other interesting thing, you know, you see, I think it was late July, there was a poll out from CBS and New York Times that said that the race was 48% to 47% land over Peters. It was the first poll that she had led in some time, but a one-point lead nevertheless. Now, it's interesting. You look at Real Clear Politics. That one figures in a little bit earlier in their estimates of the race. Then you've got Rasmussen reports at the end of July that said it was a six-point race for Gary Peters. Now, Harper and Mitchell Research have both come out with polls. Roughly the same margin of error. Harper was a 4.2. Mitchell Research was a 5. And both of those had Gary Peters up by a point. The Real Clear Politics average at this point, 4 points in favor of Gary Peters. Now, it's interesting. Over the weekend, I had an opportunity to talk a little bit with Terry Lynn Land. One of the things that she talked about is that she talked about how they felt like this was going to be a close race from the get-go. They felt like it was going to be tight the whole way. Now, if you look back in the race some time ago, she was in the lead, and then Gary Peters was in the lead. It was close, then it wasn't. Now it appears to be closing up again. But for the longest time, you had Peters up by 6, 5, 9, 9 points, 6 points. There was a poll that came out in the early part of July, Epic MRA, that had Gary Peters up by 9 points. And then the CBS poll over the course of the month ended up with Terry Lynn Land up by a point. Now, I think there is a lot of truth in what she had to say about this, that it's going to be a tight race, and I think it will be. The AARP having their polling data indicating that their membership evenly split, at least the ones that have made up their minds about it. And to see this, I mean, the Real Clear Politics ranking, they've ranked this a toss-up race. So we're back in the realm of things being in the midst of the reasonable for Terry Lynn Land and her team. Now, from my angle, and we talked to her last week and talked a little bit about the race, where she stands and that kind of thing. She has, as I chatted with her on Saturday this last weekend, I invited her again to come back to the program because I think, particularly if you missed out on that interview, I think it behooves you to be able to know what it is she stands for, where she stands on things. I think the one thing that you see in this race, and this is one thing Ken Braun pointed it out on MLive in a piece that he did just this morning, talking about this race and talking about what it means for Republicans and what it means for Democrats and that kind of thing. Obviously, it means different things for both parties. But looking at this race, the one thing that Braun said was he talked about how in this race, if Terry Lynn Land even gets close in this race, that overall that could spell trouble across the country for Democrats. I don't know that I necessarily buy that because let's face it, we're Michigan. We vote. Politics is local. We know that. We vote based on what we believe and what we want, what we feel is going to be the best choice for any particular race. I mean, that's why you end up with, you know, particularly this last time around, Rick Snyder won and is governor. But then Debbie Stabenow is the senator, both from different parties. Both have very different viewpoints on the world. It's kind of a mixed bag in the state of Michigan. You know, and people will look at it and say, well, it's a blue state. Well, no, I think it's a purple state, all things considered, because it seems like, you know, presidential years, yeah, it tends to go blue. But in off years, it tends to go fairly red. That doesn't always work out that way, but quite often it does. I think with this race, there are a couple things that go into this. First of all, I think turnout is the big deal. If Republicans get the kind of turnout that they think they're going to get, it'll bode well for Terry Lynn Land. if Democrats are able to turn out anybody at all, then it might be a victory for Peters. Here's the thing, though. And, you know, Terry Lindland is out campaigning now. It seemed like for a while you could not find her if you looked for her. But now she's out campaigning. She's out doing what she needs to do. I think the thing that I hope that she does from time to time, and from what I saw over the weekend, I mean, it's changed my mind a little bit. She seemed a bit more relaxed, more comfortable, more in her element. And from that standpoint, I think, you know, she could have a legitimate shot if that's the Terry Lindland that comes out in interviews, if that's the one that comes out at you know, campaign stops and one-on-one with people and that kind of thing. Because she tends to be personable when she's one-on-one. And when she's talking with you, I mean, there's a sense of a warm person there that you hear from. So if that comes out, this could end up being a race and staying a race. Now, they're also saying that, because there are some people that are saying, well, you know, Terry Lindland could very well win this thing. And if the worst case scenario comes up for Democrats, according to Ken Braun's piece on MLive, he says that if Terry Lindland ends up winning, then every Republican currently rated with a better chance than her wins. That would be the worst case scenario for Democrats. The GOP would come out with a 25-11 score on election night in the Senate. That would net them 14 seats. They would end up with a 59-seat Senate majority. Now, I don't think anybody thinks they're going to get to that point. They need six. I think they could come up with six easily. I think they could come up with maybe one or two more. And a lot of what you hear is that it's going to rest on this particular seat. I think it'll be interesting to see how it turns out. Right now, you look at the Senate race in general. I mean, they're also saying that there's going to be a toss-up in Alaska, which is a hard one to read. You think, wow, that is a reliably red state. But they're saying toss-up at this point. Personally, I think that tends to go Republican. North Carolina, they're saying toss-up. That one could very well go Democratic. So, I don't know. I don't know how it all turns out. I don't know that the national picture necessarily hones in on what's going to happen in this state. And I think a lot of it depends on what kind of message gets out there. To this point, to just maybe about a week or two ago, Gary Peters seemed like his campaign was out there setting the mood, setting the tone, setting the agenda. It doesn't seem like that's happening now. Now, I don't get that vibe from Terry Lindland's camp either, that they're setting the agenda. I think they're out there a little bit more and they're evening the pace. So it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out as you look down the line. I'll be interested to see some of these other polls that come out. Epic MRA looked like it was mid-July, said that this was a done deal for Peters at 9 points. It'll be interesting to see what their poll says. NBC News is probably going to have one in the early part of this month, or will relatively soon. You're going to see Mitchell Research come out with some others somewhere along the way. There's going to be a lot of these polls that come along, and this is a race that could change daily. It really could change daily. But I think a lot of it for us, it's not necessarily following, because you can read the polls and the tea leaves and that kind of thing. But I think the bottom line is, what kind of message is getting out there for people? For a while, it was basically whatever Gary Peters wanted to talk about. He got the opportunity to. You didn't hear much from Terry Lindland. Now you are. And I think that's to her benefit that you are. I think, you know, and I guess I hope for her sake, she gets out there, she continues to talk, about the issues that matter to her. When you talk with her, you know, Obamacare is definitely top of mind for her. And I think, you know, with Obamacare, that is, they've said that's the thing that is driving this particular campaign. That's the driving force. That's the issue that's behind it. So the fact that she's talking about it can only bode well for her. It'll be interesting to see how it all turns out as we continue along, but the Senate race in Michigan could bode well for Republicans. If Democrats win this, well, they already hold the seat. That's potential gain foiled for the Republicans if that happens, but it'll be interesting. It's a toss-up at this point, so we'll see how it works. We'll continue on with the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. You keep it right here. Seventy-nine degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Your weather forecast brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, and as we continue ahead, if you're wondering what to expect with the weather forecast, I mean, it's been relatively cool, not necessarily today, but the last couple of days. So where's the weather going? What's going on? Well, here in just a few minutes, we're going to get the opportunity to check in with Bob Larson from AccuWeather as he keeps us up on this. And he'll let you know here in just a little bit if it's going to be okay this evening for you to open up those windows, turn off the air. Might be some good sleeping weather from what I understand. All of that coming up, we're going to continue on with the show talking about Obamacare and all sorts of things. As we continue ahead, it's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. The Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO as we continue ahead. It's currently 79 degrees in Kalamazoo. Just a few notes to tell you about. Of course, we don't really want to talk much about what that was like with the Tigers on the road with the Pirates. So we won't mention their road trip or their game with the Pirates. Just wasn't all that good. Instead, we'll mention their homestand and their game coming up with the Pirates. Yes, they are on the air tonight with their game. The pregame gets underway. 6:40 is when the broadcast gets underway right here on WKZO. And then, of course, tomorrow we're going to have a shortened show. Why? Well, because they're wrapping up the two-game homestand with the Pirates anyway before they move on and play the Mariners this weekend. And the game tomorrow is at 12:40 in the afternoon. So, again, shortened show, and that keeps you in the know as far as what's going on baseball-wise. Also, if tomorrow you just can't get enough baseball, and who can't, really? I mean, you know, baseball, it's fantastic. Not only will you get Tiger games, but Whitecaps games over on our sister station, 1660 The Fan, tomorrow night, 6:50. South Bend is who they're going to be taking on, and you'll be able to listen to that as well if you would like. All right. So just a few programming notes to keep you in the know. Now, some weather notes to keep you in the know. And we get those from the man with AccuWeather, the man with the plan. That is Bob Larson. Hi, Bob.
Hi there, Jeremy. Good afternoon.
All right. So you told us it was going to get warm, and it got warmer. And now I'm looking to see, I'm looking something tonight for tonight's temperatures. I find that really interesting. We get up to almost 80 today, and we're going to get down pretty cool tonight.
Absolutely. And
wow.
We spoke yesterday about how quickly it would warm up today. Thankfully, it has. The big thing was just to get the sun to come back out. This is, after all, August. And a sunny day in August, it's hard to hold temperatures down. But a secondary cool front is crossing the area right now, bringing with it a little more than patchy cloud cover. And once that passes, a reinforcing surge of cool Canadian air takes hold overnight. So although it is warm now, cools down considerably overnight, much of the area into the upper 40s by daybreak. And even though the sun will be back out tomorrow, it won't be as warm as today. It won't be as chilly as yesterday. It was fairly cloudy, and there were sprinkles in the area. We'll see the sun, and it'll get us above 70 in the afternoon. But it's not going to be 80 or above, such as this afternoon.
Oh, okay. All right. So I think pretty good weather for opening the windows and catching a few Z's tonight.
Absolutely, and it's not only cool tonight, but tomorrow night's even cooler. Could see some mid-40s across the area tomorrow night. Flat-out chilly. Might have to close the windows before it gets too cool in the house. And another cool night Friday night, perhaps upper 40s to about 50. Then it warms up over the weekend, and next chance of showers comes later Sunday or Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. So with all of the weather that you've given us so far, I know you've prepared a word.
I have.
I have no guess at what it is at this point. Because
I wouldn't expect you to guess this because it doesn't make much sense until I explain it. How's that?
Okay.
Because I had a difficult time choosing a word today, to be honest with you, because I could go in any one of a number of directions. But the word I've chosen is range. And what do I mean by range? It's quite a range in temperature that we're going to see by day and by night over the next few days. We commented on how it's warmed up today, and then we drop all the way to 48 tonight. Above 70 tomorrow, back to the mid-40s tomorrow night, a 25, maybe a 30-degree spread or more between daytime highs and nighttime lows. That is quite a range.
That it is indeed.
So that's a stretch. I had to really stretch that one, but that's where I went with that one.
You know, it works for me, but I guess I'm pretty forgiving
that
way.
It required an explanation, you see.
Well, I looked at that and said, okay, well, it could be diverse.
Yeah, that's true.
So range, I wouldn't have guessed.
No,
so
and I can tell you this before I go. I talked a little bit about this yesterday. After that shower threat later Sunday or Monday, it's warm in the Tuesday-Wednesday frame of next week, probably mid-80s. And it looks as though starting with next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, we've got a shot to get to 90, maybe again next Friday, if not Saturday. I talked about this yesterday. It might be our first extended period of truly hot weather that we've seen all summer. It's taken till mid-August for this to happen, but we've got a shot at some heat and humidity mid to late next week.
Heat, Bob? What is this heat that you talk about?
Yeah.
Have we experienced that?
Yeah. Not sure.
It's been a while. Could have been, you know, what, last summer, maybe?
Well, it has been a while. We've had some muggy days this summer. Not every day has been cool, but we just haven't had anything that would be considered a heat wave at any point this summer. And, you know, this isn't going to be I suspect this isn't going to turn into a memorable heat wave, but by this year's standards, it's certainly going to stand out.
Now, so certainly nothing like the dog days of summer we always hear about.
Right.
So. All right. Well, Bob, you know what? We got Tiger baseball tomorrow, so we're not going to have the opportunity to chat. But
okay.
Are you around Friday?
I am here Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to reconvene then. And
we'll go over some numbers.
And yeah, you're going to have some numbers. We didn't get a chance to talk to you last week.
That's
right. So we'll look forward to lots of numbers.
All right.
All right, Bob. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob Larson there from AccuWeather. He is getting us up and in the know on the weather. And you know what? This looks like fitness weather to me. This looks like weather you could get out and you could enjoy this kind of stuff. All right. So you know what? Regardless, though, whether or not you're going to enjoy the weather outside over the course of the next several days or the weekend, I'd like to help you out with some weekend plans. No, I'm not having you over for a party. I'm just not going to do that. I'm sorry. But one thing I am going to do is give you the opportunity to win some movie tickets. Now, not just movie tickets, mind you. No, I'm not going to do just that. See, if it was just that, you'd be going, great, this is fantastic. Couple of tickets to go see a movie? All right. I'm going to throw in a little something else. I'm going to throw in some baseball tickets as well. Tickets to go see the West Michigan Whitecaps. And I'm telling you what, if you miss out on the Whitecaps tickets right now, that's it. I don't have any more after this. So this is your time. If you've been thinking, all right, I want to win some of those, you got to win them right now today. And, of course, the movie tickets, the Expendables 3, got everybody you can imagine that's ever been in an action movie. And Kelsey Grammer, who's also a part of it as well. I can't figure that out, why he's in this movie. But you know what? If it works, it works. Anyway, Expendables 3, it opens up this weekend. It is at Celebration Cinema in Portage. You can see if it is every bit as good as the other two, because people that see these things absolutely rave about them. So, you know what? This one could be very, very good. And a big screen return for Wesley Snipes. It's been a while since we've seen him on the big screen doing anything. So you can check it out as well. All right, two tickets for that, two tickets for the ball game. Here's how you do it. You give us a call, 877-382-4280. The local number is 382-4280. And you know what? Since Michael's not around, we're not doing the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. No, no. We're just going to be straight with you. We're going to give it to you. And since Joe is, we want to keep him involved in the show a little bit. Joe, could you give us a caller number, please?
Jeremy, what do you say we go caller number 8?
8.
I'm feeling right. 8 today, yeah.
8. I wondered if you'd head that way. All right, so there you go. Caller number 8 it is. Give Joe a call. It's 877-382-4280, 382-4280 locally. And as we continue ahead, we're going to be talking about Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. He's got a challenge for the Republican nod for Lieutenant Governor. But an interesting point has been brought up. There's a piece in the Detroit News we'll talk about. So we'll talk about that as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Seventy-nine degrees in Kalamazoo. It is pretty nice out there if you get an opportunity to head outside or look out a window or whatever. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. Well, I have done it. We have had the opportunity to give away. These are my last Whitecaps tickets for the season. I have no more. If you asked me right now, I'd have to say no way because I don't have them. This was it. And to top it off, we added some movie tickets as well. We gave them away. And Joe Roberts, who did we give those away to?
Jeremy, our winner this afternoon is Jeff Bland of Kalamazoo. He's going to go get to enjoy the heart-pounding action of the Expendables 3 and that spectacular pitching of the West Michigan Whitecaps. So congratulations to Jeff Bland. He was caller number 8.
Absolutely. And their hitting's no slouch either, from what I've heard. So, but Jeff, he's the guy that you want to hit up if you're thinking, all right, you know what? I'll go hit up my friend Jeff, and maybe he'll take me to the movies. No, that's okay, Jeff. You can take whoever you want, really. All right. Okay, so congrats to that. Of course, if you're thinking, well, you know what? I missed out on tickets for the Whitecaps. Yeah, you did. Sorry, I don't have any more. But I missed out on tickets for the movies. Well, you know what? I've got some that I'm going to be giving away on Friday. So be aware of that. Be ready for that. We're going to give away some tickets so that you can get to the movies, maybe even yet this weekend. Apparently, it's going to warm up a little bit, so the air conditioning of a theater, that might not be a bad thing. I'm all for that. I'm all about air conditioning no matter what. Anyway, that's one of my favorite things. All right, Brian Kelly, Lieutenant Governor. It's been an interesting thing for him. Lieutenant Governor, usually for any politician, Lieutenant Governor is kind of that place where you go where nobody hears from you ever again. Yeah, you know, think about it. I mean, when's the last time we've had a governor elected from Lieutenant Governor? Not often. However, in this case, Brian Kelly has been out there and in the public eye. And I don't know him very well. We have reached out to try and get him on this program, and sadly, we have not been able to do that yet. We still are making every effort to do so. So I'd love to chat with the guy. We'll get an opportunity probably after the Republican convention here in the state and the whole bit, where they are going to select who the Republican nominee is for lieutenant governor to go along with Rick Snyder in the fall campaign. Now, chances are it's Brian Kelly. He has been an advisor to Rick Snyder. He has supported his boss. At the same time, he has been a conservative voice in the governor's office, and he has made no mistake about that. Nevertheless, Wes Nakagiri is challenging him as kind of a Tea Party challenger. They said that, what they're looking for is somebody who's kind of got that outsider credential, somebody that will bring some excitement and that kind of thing. That's what at least some Tea Partiers are saying. You got to wonder, though, because if you're looking for somebody from the outside, and this was in the piece that I happen to agree with from the Detroit News, and it was a piece that was written by Lauren Fink. And she talked about how, if you're looking for someone from the outside who's clearly conservative, well, maybe you ought to look again at Brian Kelly. And she talks a little bit, digs into some of his past, which I wasn't even aware of, that he just kind of got fed up with what was going on in Lansing, threw his hat in the ring, ended up as a state rep over the course of time, and then, guess what, tabbed as lieutenant governor. Now, as she mentions in here, and as I mentioned just a little bit ago, lieutenant governor is a place where politicians usually go and disappear. But for Brian Kelly, he tends to, I mean, he's out there in the public eye. He's been doing some things in the Snyder administration. You have seen Rick Snyder trust him a little bit more. She pointed out that that Rick Snyder broke through a longstanding practice and moved Brian Kelly's office next door to his own. Previously, it was three floors away. He wants his lieutenant governor next door so he could talk to him. He wants somebody next door so he can advise him. And you don't do that. You don't do that unless you trust him. You know, I think about, you know, yeah, you see that, you know, some of the partnerships we've seen over the years, but a lot of times it's a partnership of convenience. You know, well, if we select this person, that'll get us some votes. I mean, make no mistake, you know, McCain Palin, that's a lot of what it was all about. I don't know that McCain was just, oh, yeah, Sarah Palin, she's my bestest bud. It was more about we get a woman on the ticket. She's a conservative. She's from a state nobody would expect. Yeah, okay, that might get us some votes. And that's what that was all about. Mostly in the lieutenant governor's race, you kind of, okay, I'll get somebody that some people in the state would like that, you know, kind of carry that for us. I don't see that for Brian Kelly. And the funny thing about it is you see this trust relationship. If you've got this challenge, which they're working hard to overcome, and I believe they probably will overcome, but you've got this challenge. If this challenge takes place and West Nakagiri ends up winning, what kind of relationship is he going to have with Governor Snyder? You can imagine the governor going, we do have that office open in the basement. Yeah. Yeah, right next to the water heater. There you go. Okay. Yeah. And I'm not going to say he's that vindictive, but I mean, the point is, what kind of trust would you have there? What kind of teamwork would you have in doing that? And I think the other thing with Brian Kelly is, you know, I think he's using this lieutenant governor's position as kind of a slingshot for himself to something greater, something more. I think to a certain degree, you're going to see him want to be governor at some point, particularly if Governor Snyder ends up winning the race in the fall. You're going to see Brian Kelly looking ahead for 4 years going, interesting. And I think rightly so, particularly if Governor Snyder does well and continues to do well. I think it's interesting, this challenge, and it'll be interesting to see how it turns out, the Republican nod for lieutenant governor. Like I said, I think it's Brian Kelly. I think they have been, as a party, they have been putting things together to the point of where, you know what, they think they're going to get this. Now, it's not a done deal. You know, that's why they hold the votes. I mean, if you think done deal about anything, particularly when it comes to an election, I mean, look back to last Tuesday and realize, yeah, it was not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. There were some races there that turned out a little unusually. And this one could still turn out a little weird. But at the same time, I got to think that Brian Kelly's got the edge here. You know, one of the things that's been brought up is, well, he works for the governor. Well, he's the lieutenant governor. And one thing he has said is, you know, I have expressed my viewpoints and that kind of thing, but when the governor makes the decision, then, you know, I help him to carry that out. And let me ask you this. If your boss asks for your opinion, you're going to give your boss your opinion. But when your boss makes a decision, then it's go time. It's time to go, all right, enough. Let's carry this out then. You're going to do the same thing. I think he prevails in this personally. We're going to continue next hour. Obamacare is on the hit parade as well, so make sure you keep it right here. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.